BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The US Senate has voted to proceed with debate on repealing President Obama's flagship health policy, the Affordable Care Act. The move is being seen as a victory for President Trump, who made scrapping Obamacare one of his key promises during the election campaign. Previous attempts by Republicans in Congress to replace Obamacare have collapsed. The motion to start a debate was introduced by the Senate Majority Leader before it was clear whether it had sufficient Republican support. Also on Capitol Hill, the U.S. House of Representatives is preparing to vote in favor of new sanctions on Russia. The measures already approved in the Senate are in retaliation for Moscow's alleged interference in the U.S. election. The White House says a decision will be made soon on the future of the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who has again been criticized by President Trump. Mr. Trump accused Mr. Sessions of failing to investigate his rival, Hillary Clinton. Mr. Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, has met officials to answer questions on ties with Russia. Meanwhile, an assistant White House press secretary, Michael Short, has resigned amid a probe into leaks to the media. The two main rival leaders in Libya have reached a deal to try to bring stability to their country. After talks brokered by President Macron in France, Fayez al-Sarraj and Khalifa Haftar committed themselves to a ceasefire and to holding elections. New research indicates that in less than 40 years, sperm counts have fallen by more than half in Western countries. The report's co-author said the study was an urgent wake-up call, giving the importance of sperm counts for male fertility and human health. Australia's most renowned indigenous musician, Dr. G. Yunupingu, has died at the age of 46. He performed around the world and sold hundreds of thousands of albums. And the former Argentine footballer Diego Maradona has said he supports the use of video recordings to help referees. Such technology would probably have disallowed his most famous goal, the 1986 World Cup goal known as the Hand of God. BBC News.